That's a pod of orca playing in the Puget Sound. Professor Chris Kello is listening through computer speakers in his tidy office.
What you can hear is that there seems to be one sound and then another sound comes in and the other sound comes back. And what we can imagine is that there is some communication going on here between the orca.
Kello has spent the better part of this year listening to singing whales and trilling birds. But what he's listening for can't be captured by the ear alone.
If somebody's very excited, or maybe they're very somber, it will change the timing of your voice. And that's the, at some level, that's the essence of what our method is picking up on.
He and fellow researcher Ramesh Balasubramaniam developed a barcode system for sound. It captures spikes in volume during audio recordings and turns each spike into a line. Often, these volume peaks are happening so fast that we can't hear them. But by looking at the lines, the scientists can tell when a lot of information or emotion is being conveyed at once. They call it a temporal hierarchy. Balasubramaniam says this method could help answer a question that scientists have been mulling for a long time.
Is there something that is common between language and music and other forms of communication that, say, other species engage in? And part of what this work shows is that there is something that is common across these things, which is this hierarchical temporal structure. Mm-hmm. That it's not just that humans have, you know, phonemes that become syllables, that become words, that become sentences.
Their new paper also uses music as a comparison tool. Take a bit of jazz. On the barcode, that looks pretty similar to a cocktail conversation between humans. It also resembles the orcapod. In all three recordings, the researchers found the same densely clustered pattern. That doesn't tell Kello what's being said, just how much information is being shared and whether a conversation is taking place.
What we're measuring is the coordination, the ability for these species to sort of work together to solve problems.
Not everything is layered so intricately. Take the humpback whale and the hermit thrush. They're both solo singers. Their barcodes are simpler and remarkably alike.
There's something about the way that they're singing that has a very peculiar shape, very different than all of the other recordings that we've been listening to, and yet exactly the same as each other. And we need to figure this out. Why is that?
And if you're wondering about the temporal hierarchy of your house pet, don't get too excited. The researchers did analyze some cat recordings. But they didn't find anything worth publishing. Human language is much more complex, and the Merced researchers found some surprising quirks hidden in the barcodes, like this one.
If you're talking about a friendly topic that you have common ground, that you have shared interests, our barcodes converge. So your speech becomes like my speech, and my speech becomes like your speech. However, in a debate conversation, in a polarizing conversation, what we've shown is that our barcodes do not converge.
So what does this all mean? The scientists say it opens doors to lots of further research. Automatic sound classification, the ability to tell if something is music or speech without actually listening to it, is one possibility. And grad students are already working on comparing barcodes between languages. Going forward, Kello and Balasubramaniam might tune into another animal. Sammy Kayola, Capital Public Radio News.